And there's actually, I have my students now, and I was going to end on this, a quote from a sutra. I'm going to try to recite it from memory. If I mess it up, please correct me if you know the Mata Sutta. You know the Mata Sutta? Mm-hmm. Mother Sutra? What I do is I have my students now. I teach, in our high school at City of 10,000 Buddhas. And I have a first period in our school day. We have a meditation. And I have about maybe 7th and 12th grade students. So before we meditate, because I've taught them a lot of the, traditional mindfulness of breathing, loving kindness meditation. So I have them recite this passage from it's called the Mother Sutra, as a foundation for developing loving kindness. And I think it's even like, to me, this sutra, and it's a Pali from the Pali. It's not a Mahayana sutra. It paints a vision of the kind of the whole world, all living beings being good friends with one another. Not just the Theravada, Mahayana, not just the two, main Buddhist communities, or even Master Hua would say wanting to unite all religions, but all living beings. And the sutra goes like this. Do you know it? It goes, okay, Achavasti. I'll try to sing it the way I do in the class. Achavasti, the Buddha said, bhikshus, samsara is without beginning. For beings fettered by ignorance and for beings hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving, a beginning point cannot be known for their transmigration in samsara. A being who has not been your mother at one time in the past is not easy to find. A being who has not been your father at one time in the past is not easy to find. A being who has not been your brother at one time in the past is not easy to find. A being who has not been your sister at one time in the past is not easy to find. A being who has not been your son at one time in the past is not easy to find. A being who has not been your daughter at one time in the past is not easy to find. And that's what we recite. Then we have some additional passages on loving kindness. But in this idea, and it's, Buddha said in the Pali Canon that all of us have had this close relationship in past lives. So obviously we should all treat each other with great, great loving kindness. And that's, to me, the big vision for Buddhism in the world. And as we say in City of 10,000 Buddhas, Amitofo.
Amitofo.